I woke up this morning and I was doing some journaling, gratitude journaling. This is a daily practice. I was doing it for a while, then I stopped because I got bored, and then I started picking it up again. And I started writing, and one of the things that came up in my gratitude was God. I'm thankful for God for being an anchor. And that came to mind because a series of events. We're in the middle of this 21-day raw vegan meal prep challenge. And on our last weekly live call, we were talking about how, you know, when you're doing raw and even high raw, but mostly raw, because high raw, at least the way I do high raw, I do consume, you know, things like lentils and some of these cooked starches, chickpeas, which I don't buy chickpeas and make anymore, but split yellow peas and things like this. But like when you're high raw, you know, it's like, or raw, like things still happen to you, but you don't have the alcohol or any drugs, right? You're in a health conscious lifestyle. You have a healthy identity, right? And so the things that most people use to emotionally deal with life, mostly alcohol is what people use, you don't really have it, right? So you're dealing with all the things. And my mom sent me this morning a video I had started seeing but didn't want to watch, because it's a video of Tabitha Brown crying, talking about, you know, her mom, and this video that showed up on Facebook from years ago, and how her mom leaves her nickels, you know, and she's passed, right? This whole video. And my mom was sending it to me basically saying, you know, she had some messages for me basically, saying that, you know, when she saw the video, she thought of me. And she always says every nickel makes a muckle. Because it's like an old Jamaican saying that everything adds up, you know, there's nothing too small, because it always adds up. And in the video, Tabitha is talking about being obedient to God, even when times are really rough, but things get better. And I was telling the group during the live call that, you know, we don't do alcohol because it's bad for our brain, right? It's bad for the body. There's no healthy amount. So when we're going through these hard times and we don't have the cooked food or the comfort food to basically abuse our bodies to make us heavier to match the feeling. Because I know historically for me, when I emotionally have not felt good, I would use food to match. So my body and brain, actually, because something happens when you overeat on certain types of foods, it makes you feel like heavier and duller. And to me, it matches the feeling of not feeling good. You know, when you have those low moments and those tough times. But on the raw journey, you have to have, that's what I was explaining to the group, is that spirituality is part of any healthcare plan, a holistic healthcare plan, because it's part of what makes you whole, right? Having a spiritual practice, and it doesn't matter what that spiritual practice is, but you need to have one. And for me, God is an anchor. Instead of unhealthy foods,
pulling me down. God is an anchor. And I'm grateful because I learned early on that people don't stay, you know? People you love, they die. People die, you know? You come into this world by yourself, unless you're a twin or a triplet or quadruplet or something. But for me, I came in by myself. And I'm gonna leave by myself. Then in the middle of this life journey, you meet some amazingly beautiful people who are so encouraging. But at the end of the day, this journey is yours. It's a personal journey. And having a strong spiritual practice is what's gonna help you through the tough moments of life that are inevitable. And I'm just grateful because God is my anchor.